Markey, withholding money from Harvard over anti-Semitism is authoritarianism. By Ian Hanchett on April 1, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN News Central, Senator Ed Markey, DMA, responded to the Trump administration's threat to pull $9 billion in federal funding from Harvard over its handling of anti-Semitism by stating that authoritarianism is not the answer to anti-Semitism. Co-host John Berman asked, "Senator, Harvard University, of course, is central to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The president and the White House threatening to withhold some $9 billion in funding because it's not satisfied with the efforts that Harvard has taken to fight anti-Semitism. Are you satisfied, yourself, with the efforts that Harvard has taken to fight anti-Semitism?" Markey answered, "Look, anti-Semitism is wrong. Anti-Semitism must be fought. Anti-Semitism is something that we cannot tolerate in our nation. But authoritarianism is not the answer to anti-Semitism. Harvard University has hundreds, thousands of scientists working on finding the cure for Alzheimer's, for cancer, for diabetes, for Parkinson's disease. If the plan of this administration is to just absolutely wipe out the research that we are doing all across our country, especially at our universities, that have drawn the smartest young people in our country and around the world to find the cure for these diseases and do so in an authoritarian way, it is going to ultimately wind up very bad for our country. It is going to be a return to McCarthyism in the 1930s. We know that Roy Cohn was the mentor for Donald Trump, as he was for McCarthy, as he was for Nixon. And all we're seeing right now is just Roy Cohn, once again, insinuating himself into the brain of a very powerful person in our country. Now, Donald Trump, and it's going to turn out very poorly for our nation." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.